Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer, and Robert McKinney is our guest today. He is an associate professor at the University of Alabama, and his field is social work in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health at the College of Community Health Sciences. Mr. McKinney, it's a pleasure seeing you again.
Mike, I'm always glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you always provide us a lot of good information, and we're going to try to provide information today for people who don't always have direct access or the ability to even find access for health care, whether that be medical needs or psychiatric or needs or whatever they may be. Those of us who have insurance, those of us who have the means and the connections to call a doctor and go see the doctor and maybe pay a copay, but that's about it, may not always think about, not everyone is that way. There's a good bit of our population that struggles when they need help. Isn't that accurate?
That's 100% accurate, Mike. There's a large part of the population, especially in West Alabama, who don't have, for maybe they can't afford it or don't have access to it through their employer, don't have what we would call adequate health insurance. And so for those folks, even the simplest of ailments can become a serious consideration economically.
I'm an old grouchy guy now and don't want to pay any more taxes, but you can take all the taxes you want from me if it'll feed children or provide health care to people who don't have access to it. I'm fine with those taxes. Don't get me started on the things I don't want to pay taxes for, and I'll bet we'd agree on some of those. But you head up the effort at UMC for those people who need help. They can call, they can ask for help, and they'll direct those calls to you or someone in your department. How does that work, actually?
So if someone comes to our department, then that means that they're struggling in one of the five domains, what we call social determinants of health. And so those are, by and large, people's economic situation, their educational level or access to adequate education, their access to health insurance on healthcare providers, their sort of what we call their built environment, like where they live, their homes, and whatever, and places where they work. And then their social network, so maybe their family, their friends, their church settings. So people who are struggling in one of those domains wind up referred to our department. And we can help them in a number of ways, depending on what it is. It might be something concrete, like they've got a doctor's appointment coming up, no way to get there. In some parts of the United States, there's really robust public transportation infrastructure. Alabama is not one of those places. And if you don't have wheels or access to wheels, getting to a doctor's appointment can be a challenge, and we can help people with that.
And so do you go through contracts with transportation companies, buses, Uber, taxis? What do you do for that person that lives out in Gordo and they say, I need to see my doctor, my doctor can see me, but I don't have any way to get there? What's the process? What can you do?
So it starts with an intake and an assessment by someone in my department, either one of the employees at CCHS or one of our social work trainees that comes through the department. But it could be, so for example, if the person is a Medicaid beneficiary, mm-hmm. Medicaid can pay for transportation to a physician's appointment that they are also going to pay for.
Yeah.
Now there's a complicated process and sometimes patients can't navigate that, but we can help them with that. For people who don't have access to that, it really depends upon where they live. We will help them try to connect them with maybe friends or maybe family members that they might be estranged with or something like that. Yeah. It really just depends on the setting. It's different for everybody.
Whenever you mention Medicaid, Medicare, anything that the government operates, everyone goes, oh no, I don't want to have to deal with the government. It's so complicated. Can you cut through some of that challenge that people may think, whether it's real or not? Can you help them get through that maze that they think is so difficult to get through?
Most of the time we can. I mean, a lot of the time it's challenging for us too, right? But we will try to help in any way we can, help sort of overcome a lot of the systemic hurdles that people face.
Thinking of people with financial challenges who are on Medicaid, that's a challenge. But if they're on Medicaid, transportation through Medicaid is likely?
It's possible, yes.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely right. There's a process, and there's a phone number to call. It's actually on the back of their Medicaid card, but a lot of people still are unaware of it. But it's a process. You have to set it up in advance, and then after the doctor's appointment, you have to call and say, I did the visit, so now you can pay the person. So there's a time lag.
Is this something, this help being offered through UMC, something that's been there for a long time, or is this something that the need has grown to be such a demand that a few years back someone said, oh, we've got to help people?
So the Department of Social Services at University Medical Center was created in, I believe, 1999. I've been the director of that department since 2016. The organization, CCHS itself, has grown tremendously in that amount of time, as has my department. So the needs are bigger. We're a more robust department now, and you know, we're doing our part to meet the need, I think.
The economy is a challenge. Everything costs more. Whether you've got money or not, food costs more, transportation costs more, everything does. Has this increased your reload, your workload, and the demand for more help? Or is it kind of consistent?
It's kind of been about the same for us. We really haven't seen that much of a change. Sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to meet those needs now, simply because one of the things that we do in our department is we connect people with other resources. We don't provide transportation.
Yeah.
We connect them with somebody who does. We don't provide food. We connect them with somebody who does. And so those organizations sometimes are running out earlier in the month or early in whatever their fiscal cycle might be.
Some of those organizations are United Way agencies that you can connect people with that they don't know about, have never used before, so you can be a go-between for that.
Absolutely, yep.
Let's get down to a real basic request. A mom calls up and says, my baby's sick. And I know you've got doctors there. Can I bring my baby to you? What does the initial contact go like for that mother who's desperate to get help for their sick child? When they finally get someone on the phone, and not finally, but when they get one of your people on the phone, what can they do?
So first step in a situation like that is we would want to make sure, so are you a patient here? And if not, we will help them as much as we can with the initial patient enrollment process. We don't turn people away at University Medical Center, so they can, you know, they will be seen. And once they're seen, then a brief interview with that mom will help us determine what her needs are. She may be needing transportation or something, but we can help with whatever those ancillary needs are.
There seems to be a continued demand and at times crisis in our emergency rooms. People who are desperate, either themselves or someone they care about is ill, all they know to do is go to the emergency room because the emergency room has to do something. They can't turn people away there by law, I think. So do sometimes those folks end up being connected with you, or is that something that you don't cross that line?
No, sometimes they do. So what the way that happens is when people are in the local hospital here, DCH, if they're seen by a University Medical Center hospitalist, then they would also be available for a follow-up at a UMC clinic.
A lot of people watch this on the newscast on WVUA. They watch the entire interview with you on our website and on the UMC website. There's a podcast that will have this entire interview on it. Somewhere out there, someone's going to watch this, listen to this, and go, Lord knows I need help. I wonder if that guy can help me. They may not speak to that guy, but you have staff there most of the time during the weekdays that can answer the phone, physically talk to people, and give them the best guidance they can.
So one of the things that I think most social workers sort of pride ourselves on, a term I heard when I was in school to become a social worker is, social worker is a broker of resources. So if someone contacts me about a problem, I may not know the answer, but I probably know someone who does know the answer.
And your staff is trained that way as well. And if they don't know, they can come to you or someone with 10 years experience and find a solution to help people.
Yep. They can ask us a question. They'll always get an answer. The answer might be,
I don't know.
But there will be a comma at the end of that sentence that says, but I'll find out.
And you'll get back to them, help them in any way you can. That's what you do. And that's what the physicians at UMC do. They're doctors and trained people who are trained to help people deal with whatever they're facing with that day. I don't normally end an interview by going, is there something I should have asked you that I didn't? But I'll end this with that. Is there any final thought you just want to leave with folks watching or listening to this as they go down the road? There may be people that, oh, I'm fine. I would never need this service, but that could change down the road.
So it could be a lot of things. We can help people. So if their kids are struggling in school, we're not going to help them with that, but we can put them in contact with folks who can. If they're struggling with food resources, again, we're not going to do that, but we're going to connect them with the people who can. There's a lot of things that social workers can help us with, and not just social workers at University Medical Center, but social workers that are employed at various places inside our community.
And anyone that calls UMC and wants to connect with you can just ask for the Department of Social Services.
That's
and
right.
They'll ring through to your staff. Somebody will be there.
100%.
They're Monday through Friday.
That's right.
8 to 5, roughly, just
yep.
like everybody else. All
yep.
right. Robert McKinney, I always enjoy visiting with you. We appreciate your expertise, and we appreciate you giving your time up to talk to us for free. We appreciate it.
Mike, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.